Back in Washington, preparations are being made for a different meeting about Middle East politics. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joins President Obama tomorrow at the White House. Israel and the U.S. say the meeting is intended to cement a warming of relations. Israel has made several concessions under international pressure to ease its blockade of the Gaza Strip, but critics say Israel's new policy on Gaza falls short of international requirements. More on that now from Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.
A line of trucks stretches outside the gates of Kerem Shalom, Israel's main border crossing with the Gaza Strip. It's the central port of operations for humanitarian organizations that provide a lifeline to Palestinians in Gaza. Under new procedures, announced ahead of Netanyahu's trip to the U.S., Israel will allow a lot more cargo to cross the border. Israel will now operate according to a list that outlines items banned from Gaza rather than those permitted. The change in policy comes as a result of international outrage over Israel's botched raid on a flotilla of ships carrying humanitarian aid that tried to breach Israel's naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. In Kerem Shalom, the new policy can already be felt on the ground. The plan is meant to allow in a greater number of goods at a greater rate, says Avi Shaked, the head of the Kerem Shalom crossing. He points to a cordoned-off, dusty square at the far edge of the border crossing and explains it is an expansion project.
Let's say that in the last week, we're working more than 50% than usual with the same people in the same area. And now we have to build a new area. Then we can doubling the options here. But as I said to my managers always, we are not the limit.
But the rosy picture painted by the Israelis is already being criticized by many humanitarian organizations here.
Even if Israel fulfills its promise to expand capacity at Kerem Shalom, we will still be meeting only 70% of the ordinary needs of Gaza for import.
That's Sari Bashi, the director of the Israeli advocacy group Gisha.
That doesn't take into account the massive need for tens of thousands of truckloads of construction materials to rebuild Gaza and accommodate natural growth.
Under the new policy, Israel will allow construction materials, including cement, iron, and steel, to enter Gaza under certain conditions so that the impoverished territory can begin to rebuild after the Israeli army offensive of 2009 that left much of Gaza in ruins. But Bashi says that Gazans also desperately need the Israeli ban on exports from the territory to be lifted so that they can develop an independent economy.
If the United States approves what is currently being offered on the table, more ketchup and margarine, then we are not fulfilling what the international community is demanding, which is the ability for people in Gaza to engage in normal economic activity.
In Gaza, officials of the ruling Hamas movement are already panning the Israeli efforts as little more than trickery. Hamas spokesman Ayman Taha says that neither the peace process nor Israel's newfound blockade policy should be condoned by the international community.
This is just a new form of the Israeli tricks and a circumvention of the demands of the international community. The siege of Gaza still exists.
But on a tour of Kerem Shalom, Israel's deputy foreign minister, Dani Ayalon, said he is pleased with Israel's new policy and believes that the Americans will be too.
The transparency will be the going rule from now on. The Americans have already expressed, I believe, their encouragement from this new policy. But again, we stress that we should keep our eye on the ball, and that is the progress on a peace process with the Palestinian Authority.
During his meeting in the White House, Netanyahu is expecting an American request to extend Israel's moratorium on settlement construction in the occupied West Bank. That freeze is due to expire in September, and Netanyahu has not yet announced whether it will be extended. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel in Jerusalem.